Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
Hello, everybody. This is Damian Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Welcome to News for the Soul's 20th anniversary broadcast series. News for the Soul, the longest running spiritual empowerment and exploration broadcast in North America, started its 21st year in January 2018, and we're just getting warmed up. It's time to take it to the next level, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth in our 21st year with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. So if you're ready to find out together, get ready for life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Platinum Edition, here is News for the Soul.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Becoming Love with Nicola Van Dyke, heard here on Alternate Wednesdays. Nicola is a certified life coach and theta healer, passionate about showing people how to love each other, themselves, their life, and this beautiful universe we exist within. Nicola specializes in guiding people on a journey of self-acceptance, self-wisdom, and becoming love. Please welcome Nicola back to News for the Soul.
All right, let's get Nicola on to introduce herself and her show. Nicola, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Nicole.
Let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show.
I will. Hi there, everybody. For those of you that don't know, my name is Nicola Van Dyke, and my show is called Becoming Love. And it is lovely to be talking to you live this evening. I've been away for a couple of shows because my traveling was interrupting with this time of the show. But I'm back here live tonight, which feels really exciting. So hello, beautiful souls who are listening in. How are you? I'm actually in Valencia in Spain, and it's evening time for me. I know it's morning time for some of you, and it could be the middle of the night for others of you. And I'm really excited because it's really warm and sunny here, and because I come from the UK in the north, it's pretty cold there at the moment, so I am very pleased to be here in sunny, warm Valencia. So for those of you who don't know me, you're probably wondering why I'm all over the place and I come from the UK, but I'm talking to you from Spain and I just got back from Vegas. And the reason is that I am so blessed and fortunate to be doing a job that I love, which is supporting people to create amazing changes in their lives. And I get to teach other people how to do that too. And when I teach other people, I go to different parts of the world and teach seminars there. So a few weeks ago, I was in Las Vegas. I was home in Scotland just for a week. And now I'm here in Valencia, Spain, which is beautiful, by the way. So special welcome to anyone who's actually listening in from Spain. Welcome. And a really lovely welcome to anyone who's new tonight. or daytime or whatever it is for you, it's great that you're here. So wherever you are in the world, whether it's your morning time or your evening or midday or midnight, thank you for listening in, and I am super happy to be talking to you live today. So today we're going to talk about allowing and recognizing that you and every single one of you is a spark of the amazing divine energy that surrounds us. And all you have to do, just allow yourself to be who you are. Allow the universe to bring to you what you ask, and then you will really know that you are a spark of the divine. So what does that really mean to me? How can you achieve that? Is it realistically achievable? And I'm going to explain to you how allowing is important to me and how you can live your life with more joy and more love when you just let go and allow, and you can move forward every day with ease when you allow yourself to let the universe bring whatever it is that you want. And then you can truly recognize your divinity. So let's talk about this in a little bit more detail after I tell you what's going to happen on the show tonight. So there will be an exercise to do. So if you want to trot off and find a pen and paper, this will be a good time to do it, because you might want to write some things down. But it's only a short exercise, so you can think it in your head too if you like. I will be doing a lovely long meditation, and within that meditation I'm going to be offering you remote healings as a whole group, which you can choose to accept. And so around that time in the show, you may be more comfortable if you can lie down or sit in a comfortable chair. Obviously, if you're at work right now or you're driving right now, please do not take part in the meditation, but you can come back to the archive show and listen to it later. And also in the show, if you would like to call in to ask me some questions or to share your experience of allowing with everybody else, that would also be great. You can also email your questions in, because Nicole will let me know if you've done that. So I love to have an interactive show, so please feel free to do that if you would like to do that. I love hearing from you anytime. So I'm going to be guiding you through this amazing meditation. I'm going to be giving you a chance to ask questions. And in the meditation that I guide you through, I will be offering lots of theta healing within the meditation, because after all, that's what I do. I'm a theta healing specialist, so that is the energy healing modality that I work with every day. And it's focused meditation to allow people to change the beliefs and programs that have been holding them back so that they can move forward in a positive manner. It's an amazing healing modality. It's something that I've been doing for about 10 years now, and I feel really privileged to be able to work with people all over the world using the theta healing modality. And if you haven't experienced my work before, either heard me do a healing session or taken part in a meditation, when you listen to the meditation tonight, that is the technique that I'm using to offer you the remote healing. Okay, so it's going to be a great show. I would love to hear from you if you've got questions. This is the number that you can call in. Perhaps after the meditation, if you do have questions. So this is the number to call in if you want to share something with me or you want to ask questions after the meditation. It's 001-646-595-4274. I'll repeat that for you. 001-646-595-4274. So if you want to ask questions after the meditation, you can do that. If you want to just share a little bit about your experience with allowing and your experience about understanding your own divinity, that would also be awesome. You're very welcome to take part. So, what am I all about? Those of you who are brand new, my name is Nicola van Dyck. I'm an intuitive life mentor. I speak internationally. I'm an author. of a book called Becoming Love, and I'm a presenter. I specialize in the Theta Healing Technique. So I'm a Master Theta Healer Certificate of Science. I am also a qualified life coach, come from the UK. And this show, every time we do it, is all about journeying to becoming love and supporting you in making positive changes in your life by embracing love. Self-love, love for others, and love for the amazing universe in which we live. Okay, let's get going. And remember, after the meditation, if you'd like to ask us a question, you can call in on 001-646-595-4274, or you can email the questions in to Use for the Soul. Okay, so what is allowing? What am I actually talking about when I'm talking to you about allowing? Allowing is allowing yourself to be connected to the flow of the universe, to the flow of abundance, and to be able to receive from the universe, we need to be able to allow. But you know, many of us have kind of skewed perceptions about what the word allow or allowing means. For some of us, it may mean letting someone do something to you that you don't want to have happen to you. For others, it may mean submitting or surrendering or accepting defeat. And some people see allowing as just giving up. So let's have a little bit look at these in a little bit more detail, because I'm not talking about any of those things. My concept of allowing is completely different from those interpretations. So first of all, when I'm talking about allowing, I am not talking about letting someone do something to you that you don't want to have happen. If you find in your life that things are happening to you and you're finding it unable to say no, or very difficult to assert yourself, you may need to work on your boundaries. Because you have the right to have happen to you whatever you want. So if things are going a different way than what you want, people are persuading you to do things, or people are telling you what you should be doing, or people are wanting to have things happen to you that you don't want to happen, you need to know how to say no. And you need to understand the difference between your own opinions, beliefs, feelings and ideas and those of other people. And that's not always that easy, depending on your cultural background or the way that you were brought up, perhaps where you're living now, your family circumstances. So for all of you out there who find it difficult to say no, would you like to know that it's possible to say no and how to say no? And how to really feel the difference between what you really want and what someone else wants for you. And you are allowed to have what you really want. That's the first thing. If you're finding those kind of ideas difficult, there could be work to do on your boundaries. And let's be very clear here. When I'm talking about boundaries, I am not talking about psychic shields to protect you, or putting up a wall. Because if you are behind a shield or a wall, then you're on the position of defense, because you are just as trapped as the person on the other side. I'm not talking about a shield or a wall, I'm talking about appropriate boundaries so that you know and have discernment on whom you let into your space energetically or actually, and whom you don't. So would you all like to know how to trust and have appropriate boundaries? All right. The other misconception of allowing could mean that you just give in, accept defeat, or just submit to something else. And that's not really the same at all, because that's just giving up. And giving up is not the same as allowing. When I'm talking about allowing, I'm talking about understanding that the universe is truly abundant, and all you have to do is allow yourself to receive. Now, that's a position of strength. That's a position of taking action That's not giving up. So we are not talking about giving up when we're talking about allowing. And the third misunderstanding that I find when I work with my clients on the concept of allowing the flow of the universe to connect to you is that they don't see that they have their own choice. They sometimes see that if they're going to allow, then they will be giving up their own choice or their own preference. That's not the case at all. Every single one of you is a divine spark of the Creator, a divine spark of God, a divine spark of the highest energy, whatever you want to call it. You are part of the amazing energy that created us all. You are a spark, I am a spark, everyone else is. We are all little sparks of this amazing energy. And every single one of us has complete free will. That's your birthright. That is your divine right. You have free will. And therefore, choosing to allow the universe to bring you all the things you're manifesting for and the things that you want is not giving up your preference or choices. Because that's a position of weakness. We're talking about standing in the power of who you are and allowing the universe unto you. So you need to know that you have free will. Do you want to know what it feels like to understand that you have the divine right to have free will? Then you do. Okay. So, when we're talking about allowing, I really want you to be clear that I'm talking about connecting to the flow of life, connecting to the flow of abundance, because that is you truly understanding that you are just part of this amazing energy and you are completely entitled, worthy and deserving of connecting to this flow and being a part of it. And you are a part of it. Okay. So I have a little exercise for you next. And if you wanted to, you could write something down, but you don't need to. It's just a little exercise. So, if you're able to, you might want to close your eyes to think about this. Or if you're able to, you might want to write some notes. The first thing I want you to do is to just make a note or think about what does it mean to you when I say to allow something into your life. What does that actually mean to you? If I came along and said to you, hey, you need to allow something into your life, what does that actually mean to you? Does that feel positive or negative? Does that feel awesome or a little bit frightening? Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing I want you to think about, and sure, write it down if you want to, is when I talk about allowing, what is the first negative thought that comes into your head? What is the first downside of allowing that comes into your head? What do you lose when you allow? And don't think about this too hard, just write down the first thing that comes into your head. So what's the first negative thought you have when you consider yourself allowing something? What will you lose if you allow something into your life? What is the worst thing that could happen if you did allow something into your life? And the trick with all of this is to not think too deeply, just the first thing that comes into your mind, because that's your subconscious talking. And your subconscious is super powerful. Did you know that your subconscious is about 90% of your mind? And you may not know, but we have around about, scientists say, between 60 and 90,000 conscious thoughts a day. 60 to 90,000 conscious thoughts. And that's just conscious thoughts. So that's 10% of our mind. So with 10% of our mind, is having around about 90,000 thoughts a minute. Goodness only knows what the rest of our mind is doing. I can't even do the math. 90,000 times 90. That's too big. Imagine what your subconscious mind is thinking and doing all the time. And that's why when we do these exercises, I say to you, write the first thing that comes up to you. Because that's your subconscious mind before your brain kicks in and starts to analyze it. Okay, so you may have a few things written down here or a few things in your mind. I wanted you to think what allowing meant to you. I wanted you to think what the downside or the negative connotations of allowing were. I wanted you to think what might you lose if you start to allow. And I wanted you to think what was the worst thing that would happen if you did allow. And all I want you to do with those thoughts is just hold those thoughts, because after I've talked to you a little bit more, we're going to do an amazing healing meditation. And after you've done the meditation, you're going to get to look at those thoughts, and I think you'll find they've changed. And I'm just going to show you how powerful the healing work is that I do. Okay. So you don't need to do anything with those things now except to just set them to one side. So, what experiences have you had with allowing in your life? Think about that now. When you just allowed beautiful, amazing things to happen, or you just allowed anything to happen, what experiences have you had? Are they negative? Because if they are, it could be to do with your misunderstanding of the meaning of allowing. Because when I'm talking about allowing, I'm talking about connecting to the flow of life. I'm not talking about not having boundaries. I'm talking about connecting to the flow of life with appropriate boundaries. With you being able to speak your truth. With you being able to be assertive. I'm also not talking about you giving up or you refusing or being unable to have your choices or your preferences. You have free will, and you must maintain that free will whilst you are allowing. Allowing doesn't mean things are just going to come flying at you and you have no choice. We're talking about connecting to the flow of the universe and allowing yourself to receive with appropriate boundaries and understanding that you have complete free will. And the other thing about allowing is also understanding that you choose what you do with your time. And some people I work with have a little bit of a problem with that, because they'll say, no, you don't understand. I have to do that. I have to help my parents with that. Or I have to help my friends with that. I have to put my grandmother first. I have to do this. And I listen to their language and I think, do you have to? Or are you choosing to? And I think that's something us humans have a little bit of a problem with, because you know we always have a choice. Sometimes those decisions are difficult to make, but we do have a choice. So a lot of the work that I do and some of the work that we're going to do in our meditation will be about understanding the difference between having to and choosing to. And this concept of allowing does not mean that you're going to start becoming super selfish. Because when you're allowing, you're standing in our own power and allowing the universe to bring us things that we can choose to receive. But that doesn't mean that we're becoming arrogant or overconfident or selfish. Because part of our ability to allow revolves around our own understanding of love. Love for ourselves and love for others. And if you truly understand how to love yourself and love others, then you understand that your needs are just as important as everybody else's. Not more important and not less important, just as important. And often when I work with people, I find this a little bit difficult, because there is a social consciousness that to be selfless is a virtue. And you know what, guys? It's not. Selfless is not a great way to be. There is a complete difference between selfless and self-willed. Let me show you what I mean. On one end of the spectrum, we have selfless people, and on the other end of the spectrum, we have selfish people. And in the end, they're both as bad as each other in different ways. Let me explain to you how. If you are selfish, you do everything for yourself, you put your own needs before everybody else's, everything revolves around you, it's kind of an ego-driven energy, and it's great for a while because you get everything you want, but usually what happens for people who are 100% selfish 100% of the time is that they end up having no friends or family around them because nobody wants to be with them. Pretty sure. On the other hand, those of us who are 100% selfless 100% of the time, we give and we give and we give. And all of you healers out there, you need to hear this, because if you are a professional healer, you're going to find some of this resonates with you. If you are 100% selfless and you're giving, 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 giving all the time, what happens eventually is that all of those around you, they start taking you for granted. Because if you give selflessly, putting other people's wishes, needs, and desires before your own 100% of the time, then actually they take you for granted and they expect it. So therefore they show no gratitude, they just expect you keep doing it until you are exhausted. And when you are exhausted, you start getting resentful because these people who you're giving to, they're not showing any gratitude, they're just taking, 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 and you as a selfless person end up exhausted and resentful. But either way, not a good place to be. What I want you guys to feel is somewhere in the middle of selfless and self-full, in the energy of self-fullness. So you put your own needs, wishes, and desires equally as important as other people. You're not being selfless, and you're not being selfish. You're putting yourself in the middle. And that does not mean that you don't help people. But it does mean that you help yourself so that you are in a position to help other people if you choose. And that's the important thing. There's no have to. It's if you choose. And my best analogy of self-fullness is this. When you're in an aeroplane, and I'm on an aeroplane a lot, a lot. So I hear this, I don't know, at least twice or three or four times a month. When you're on an aeroplane, the air stewards will tell you that if the oxygen mask comes down, you must please sit it over your own mouth and nose before you assist someone else. And if you're a parent, and I'm a mother of three, so I totally get this, your feeling is you would put it on your child first. But you know what? If you have a screaming three-year-old and you are trying to get an oxygen mask on them, before you put your own on and they're pulling it off, or they're pinging it and banging their face, or they're moving their head around and they won't let you, chances are you could both suffocate. But if you actually are self-full, and it takes a millisecond to put your oxygen mask on yourself, then you are comfortable and calm, and you can calmly help your child, however scared they are. That is being self-full. So, when we're talking about allowing, we do not mean you allow everyone to take and take and take from you so that you become selfless. And we're not talking about you allow yourself to receive everything and have everything and never give to others, because that's selfish. We're talking about maintaining your self-fullness whilst connecting to the abundant flow of the universe and recognizing that you are a spark of this amazing energy. With free will and with appropriate boundaries. Okay. So, how's everybody doing? So we're nearly time for our meditation, and afterwards there may be some time for questions. So before we start the meditation, you might want to email a quick question in, or after the meditation, you could call in. If you have any questions about what I'm talking about, if you just want to say hi, that would be cool too. If you just want to share your experiences of allowing and connecting to the flow of the universe. And if you want to call in, the number you're going to call in after the meditation is 001-646-595-4274. So, this is the time in the show that if you would like to find somewhere more comfortable to sit, you could lie down, you could sit in a comfortable chair, and make sure that you're in a space that you're not going to be disturbed for around about 15 minutes. It needs to be quiet if you can. If you are at work or you're driving, please don't do this, particularly if you're driving. And you can always come back to the archive show and listen to it afterwards. So, what I'm going to do is to use deep healing technique to guide you up into a deep, deep, deep meditative state. When you're there, you're going to experience this amazing energy that I work with every day that is all around us. Now, I call this energy creator. You can call it what you want. You can call it the universe. You could call it source. You could call it God. You could call it chi. Whatever word feels right for you, you could call it spirit. Whatever word feels right for you, that's the energy I'm connecting to. So I use the word creator, but that's just the word that I use, and that's the word that we use in the Theta Healing Technique. You can use any word that feels right for you. And once I've guided you up into this deep, deep, deep meditation, I'm going to be offering you some remote healing. If you wish to accept the healing, all you have to do in your mind is just say yes in your mind, and then you will receive. If you don't, you don't need to say anything and you won't receive it. That's fine. It's completely your free will. And it's up to you. And whilst you're in this deep meditation, just allow whatever comes into your mind to come into your mind. That's okay. You don't have to fight it. And you don't have to remember anything. Truly allow your mind to be free and to experience whatever it is. Just be guided by the sound of my voice and relax. And then I will bring you down so that you are connected and in your body and grounded. And so you'll be ready to carry on with the rest of your day without feeling woozy. Okay, is everybody ready? So, find yourself somewhere comfortable to sit. I'm sure we're going to have some really lovely background music on in the background. So you'll be able to hear my voice, and you'll also be able to hear a little bit of lovely relaxing music in the background. So let's go. So when you're ready, whether you're lying down now or in a nice comfortable chair, I just want you to close your eyes. And I want you to relax. Take a few deep breaths in and allow yourself to relax. And if you haven't already, you can close your eyes now. We'll start breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with every breath that you inhale, I want you to feel yourself relaxing further. I want you to relax your feet, relax your knees, relax the muscles in your stomach, all the tiny muscles in your face. Relax your head and your shoulders. And I want you to imagine that you're centering your energy into your heart. Now I want you to imagine that there's energy coming up from the bottom of the earth, babbling through the layers of the earth, coming in through the bottom of your feet, traveling up your legs, coming into your body and mixing and mingling with your own energy. And I want you to imagine this energy traveling all the way up the body, opening and aligning your chakra, coming all the way up to the top of your head, and then coming out of your head and forming a beautiful ball of light. Take time to notice what color that ball of light is. And then imagine that you slip a little bit of your energy into that ball of light. And you're perfectly safe, and it's comfortable, and it's warm. Now I want you to imagine that this beautiful ball of light, with just a little bit of you inside it, is going to travel up towards the ceiling, out through the roof, out into the sky, up into the universe, past stars, higher and higher into the universe, and you're perfectly safe and comfortable and warm. And you're going to allow and imagine this ball of light with a little bit of you inside it, it's just going higher, higher and higher, out past the universe, through different colored layers of light, higher and higher, coming up into a beautiful golden light. It's so bright, it's so beautiful, and still imagine you're climbing higher. Through this golden light, higher and higher. And if you look outside of your ball right now, you may see figures that you recognize in this beautiful golden light. That's okay. You're still going to climb higher. Going up, imagining you're going up, out through this golden light, and into the thicker yellow light substance that has all the colors of the rainbow in. Keep going higher and higher and higher. And if you look around, you may see a pink mist. And if you do, just imagine that your ball goes closer to this pink mist, this beautiful, compassionate energy, because this is going to push you where you need to go. And I want you to imagine now that if you look above your head, out of the ball, you can see a tingling white energy. That's where you're going. Keep going higher and higher until you pass through into the tingling white energy. And yet go higher still, in this beautiful white, pearlescent, iridescent light, just imagining that you're going higher and higher until you're completely surrounded by this beautiful tingling white light. And when you feel yourself completely surrounded, imagine that the ball of light that you traveled up in just dissipates. And it's just you in the beautiful tingling white light. And imagine that you can walk through it. Deeper and deeper and higher and higher. And as you walk through it, imagine that it can travel through you so that you are part of it. This is the energy of creator. This is the energy of unconditional love. This is the energy of everything is possible. And you know and feel completely loved. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely, unconditionally loved by this amazing energy? And you are. So I want you to imagine that you're walking deeper and deeper still. And if you can see any figures up here, you're going to need to go a little bit deeper. So that it just means in this amazing, tingling white light. Would you like to know the highest definition and perception of allowing? And what it feels like to allow? Would you like to know when to allow? And how to allow? And what it actually feels like to allow from this higher perspective. Remember, when I'm offering these remote healings in your mind, all you have to do is say yes and you will be. If you don't want to, that's fine too. Take a deep breath in and out. Now I want you to imagine as you walk through this beautiful tingling white energy that you scoop it up and shower it over yourself. Scoop it up like leaves and shower it over yourself. You feel this unconditional loving energy coming into every cell of your body. Would you like to trust what will really happen if you begin to allow now? And that it's possible for you to start allowing the flow of the universe now. And that you're worthy of deserving that. And it's safe for you. Okay. Now I want you to imagine walking even deeper into this tingling white energy. And I want you to imagine that you can see a beautiful chair made out of the energy. A lovely, comfortable chair just for you. So you can imagine sitting down in this beautiful, comfortable chair. The energy is supporting you, it's comforting you, it's keeping you secure, and you are loved. Would you like to know the difference between allowing and submitting from the highest perspective? The difference between allowing and giving in? The difference between allowing and permitting, and the difference between allowing and being passive. Take a deep breath in and out. Would you like to know the difference between allowing and being manipulated, and the difference between allowing and being stuck with someone else's choices? Would you like to know and feel the difference between allowing and losing control? And the difference between allowing and having to do it someone else's way? Good. Take a deep breath in. And if you imagine sitting in this lovely, comfortable chair, it's been built out of this amazing energy. Have a little wiggle in it, make sure you're super comfortable. Take time to see this beautiful, pearlescent, iridescent white light all around you. Bring in the love. Take a deep breath in and out. Would you like to know the difference between allowing and waiting? Would you like to know the difference between allowing and being made to wait? Would you like to know and feel the difference between allowing and surrendering? And the difference between allowing and sitting back? Good job. Take a deep breath in and out. Would you like to know the difference between allowing and relinquishing responsibility? And the difference between allowing and giving up the driver's seat? And the difference between allowing and being invaded? And the difference between allowing and never getting your own way? Okay, take a deep breath in and out. Now I want you to imagine that you get out of this beautiful, comfortable chair that you sat in, the one up in this seventh plane energy, and just imagine that you're walking deeper and deeper into this tingling white light. And again, I want you to imagine scooping up handfuls of this tingling white light and showering it over yourself. And observe and imagine it going through every cell of your body, filling every cell of your body with unconditional love. You are loved and unconditionally and completely by this energy. Keep walking through it, going deeper and deeper. If you like to know how to allow to connect to the flow of life, the flow of abundance, the flow of the universe with appropriate boundaries. And if you can do that now, would you like to know how to allow and to connect to the flow of life, the flow of abundance, the flow of the universe, and be self-full? Would you like to know how to allow and connect to the flow of life and abundance and the flow of the universe without ever giving up your freedom? Okay, take a deep breath in and out. Would you like to know the difference between allowing and being passive? And the difference between allowing and blindly accepting? And would you like to know how to allow without fearing what's going to happen? And would you like to know how to allow without feeling regret? And how to allow without giving up the possibilities of anything? Good job. Take a deep breath in and out. And another one. Take a deep breath in and out. And I want you to imagine walking deeper and deeper into this tingling, iridescent white light, knowing you are completely safe and completely loved. This is the energy of creation. This is the energy of unconditional, complete love. And you are loved unconditionally and completely. Would you like to know how to allow without feeling overwhelmed? And how to allow without feeling sidelined or controlled? Would you like to know how to allow without feeling or being disregarded? And how to allow without feeling or being made to feel poor? And how to allow without feeling or being threatened? Good job. Take a deep breath in and out. And would you like to understand from this highest perspective what actions you need to take in order to allow yourself to allow, and that it's safe, and you know how to now. Just say yes in your mind if you want to receive. Okay, take a deep breath in and out. And I want you to imagine now as you're walking through this beautiful tingling white energy, that if you look on the side, you can see the ball of light that you traveled up in. Just walk through the tingling white energy and imagine that you can see the beautiful ball of light that you traveled up here in. It may have changed color, but that's okay. Imagine that you walk towards it and stand in front of it. Now I want you to imagine that you flip yourself back inside this beautiful ball of light. You're perfectly safe, and you're comfortable, and you're warm. And you can come to this amazing space, this amazing unconditional loving energy, whenever you like. But right now, we're going to just bring ourselves back. So, inside this ball of light, where you're safe and comfortable, I want you to imagine that it's going to start traveling down. Down, down, down through the tingling white light, descending slowly all the way through the tingling white light and back into the jello-like substance with all the colors of the rainbow. Keep descending, going down and down. And imagine it traveling down into this bright golden light now, this beautiful bright golden light. Keep coming down, down, and down, all the way down through the golden light, and down and down. Now imagine that it's coming down further through many different colored layers of light, all the way down to different colored layers of light. Down past the stars and the planets, down through a layer of clouds into the sky. Imagine this ball of light that's inside is now coming to rest just above your building. And now it comes down through your building, through your ceiling, and just rests on the top of your head. And now imagine that the little bit of energy inside this ball slips in through the top of your head and back into your body, and the ball of light just dissipates. And imagine the energy coming back into your body, and a little bit of your energy I want you to imagine comes out of the soles of your feet, travels down to the center of the earth, just ties down there or anchors down, and any leftover comes back up through the soles of your feet, travels up your legs, up your body, and up to the top of your head, so that you are aligned, you are grounded, you are in your body, and you are also connected to this amazing highest energy. You always are. You don't have to try, you just are. You don't need to remember, because you are always remembered. You are always loved, you are always connected, and you are always remembered. So you don't have to try to be connected to this energy, you just are completely loved and connected. So I want you to become aware of the sound of my voice now. Just wiggle your fingers and toes, so that you can feel that you're back in your body. And you can hear my sound of my voice and become aware of any sounds outside of the room. Maybe the traffic, people talking. Become aware of the feeling of the chair that you're sitting on or the bed that you're lying on. And aware of my voice. Take a deep breath in and open your eyes. That was a beautiful deep meditation, guys. You did really, really well. There was a lot of healing in that meditation. So you may feel that you want to just stay sitting down or lying down for a few minutes. That's okay. You can do that. I'm going to carry on talking, but you can do that. Don't feel that you need to rush to get up. But when you're ready, you can do so. You may want to find a deep glass of water. That's absolutely fine. So within that beautiful meditation, there was lots and lots of healing around understanding how to allow, be connected to the flow of the universe, and recognize the divinity within you, whilst having appropriate boundaries, whilst maintaining your free will, and without giving up and whilst being self-growth. And everything that you did there was for you to accept if you chose. And the technique that I use, the Secret Healing Technique, and the roadmap developed by Diana Seibel, so if you're interested in that, you can find out more about the Secret Healing Technique on the secrethealing.com website or my own website if that's something you're interested in. So, today we were talking about allowing and understanding that you are connected to the flow of the universe. You are able to receive, and that you can be standing in your own power and allowing yourself to to receive and to move forward in a joyful, easy way. Now, I don't know if anybody emailed in. I did actually have a question pop up on my own site from somebody who was asking a question from Austria. So I'm going to share that question with you and the answer. So Katharina from Austria asked me if when she allowed, if she had to allow everything that was offered. So let me just reiterate, the universe is an amazing place. There are unlimited possibilities for all of us. And you can choose. You can choose if you want to do something. You always have a choice. There are no instructions from highest energy. There's guidance and love and support, but there's no instructions, and there's no punishment, and there's no expectations. You have divine free will to choose. So if the universe offers you, and I hope it does, guys, the universe offers you $1 million and you don't want it, I think there's plenty of people you could give it to who'd be happy to receive. So I guess, in short, Katharina, the answer is no. You have the right to say no. You have divine free will in this amazing flow of energy. Okay. So, for those of you out there who do meditation, I usually always do a meditation in the radio show. And I really hope that you enjoyed the show today. I haven't been able to come live to you for about a month, actually, because I've been traveling, and actually it's something really exciting. My daughter got married, my oldest daughter. So because of that, they happened to happen on the same time as my radio show. I wasn't able for you to come live. So I really hope you enjoyed the archive shows that you were played. But I've loved coming in and being in contact with you today, coming live, and I really hope that you enjoyed the show and the meditation. And if you have any questions that I haven't had a chance to answer in this show, you can always email them to me. You can contact me via my newsletter.com page, or you can email me, which is just my name. It's really super easy. My email address is nicolavandyke@live.com. So nicolavandyke@live.com. So if afterwards you thought, yeah, actually I want to know this, if you just want to share something exciting with me or get some advice, please feel free to email me on that address. And just to remind you that all the healing sessions that I do in my work and everything that I teach is the Theta Healing Technique, and all the meditations I do is the roadmap developed by Diana Steibel, who created the Theta Healing Technique that lets you get into this amazing deep meditative state. And it's a really cool modality. I've been doing it for about 10 years, and I really find that for me, it changed my life.